New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
To Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome into a little pre-recorded first segment here on Old School. Myself and Austin Orman. I'm going solo here. I got to take care of some business where the businesses need to be taken care of. Old School brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese, special ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. And so this segment, we're going to dive into the transfer portal, the dynamics of it as the 105 is approaching us and it's already here. Got some players that jumped in the portal, you know, since yesterday. There'll probably be more coming out of the portal. A couple hires, but more or less we'll just, you know, dive into the portal and what it means for a team like Nebraska. And let's just look at the dynamics of Nebraska in general, right? And this is why winning in the record is important, and you have to look at it from a clear view lens. And I'm taking my bias out of it, go on what my experience is just from looking at it, talk to national people. Get their idea on it. And actually some of the things I'm going to say today were actually told to me, expressed to me by some NFL execs, but then also people that work in various roles in college football. So oddly enough, I will tell you this, being 6-6 is maybe the hardest spot to be in for a place like Nebraska. Here's why. And I'm gonna give you three examples, right? Number one, the best case scenario, let's just take, we'll deal with 8-4. So 8-4, you're 8-4. I think you get less players leaving this quickly before a bowl game because throughout the locker room, they're feeling like, okay, we're really, really close. We're almost there. We're one game away from the college football playoffs, and we should be in if we would have won this game or this other team that maybe has a bigger brand or more recent brand success is in. So then, therefore, then, you know, kids would not be making irrational and emotional and impulsive decisions. Now, there, I will say this as a little asterisk or caveat. I do think in some cases, you know, that, you know, if you had some situations that sometimes it's best to move on. But I'm saying when you're dealing with, you know, more high profile players or just players in general quickly jumping into the portal, and let's just say it's a regular year. Without coordinators leaving or end, you know what, if coordinators leave, I think 8-4, you say, okay, we're going to stay the course. You might promote from within and so forth and so on. That's the best place to be in because they know they're close. They're welcoming outside help, which is actually portal and high school guys, because they know they would be expressing to these new gets, whether it's through the portal in high school, that okay, you are the piece that we're needing and it's going to get us over the hump. And so it's more an easier process. That's the easiest process for Nebraska to have at this point. Obviously Nebraska is 6-6, so we're going to go through actually there's two easy places to be in my opinion, and then where 6-6 is. The other easy place to be is that, and just for argument purposes, is 4-8. Reason why you say, okay, well, a bowl game this and winning and we haven't been to a bowl game. Yeah, I get you. I understand it. But when you're 4-8 and you do, and say you do have young, talented players, we heard Scott Frost talk about it. We said Coach Rule talked about it. We've had people come and look at our roster through like the Big Ten caravan that they do in the, I guess, fall camp and sometime in the spring. Very young, talented team, good young talent. But and obviously up and coming players, when you're 4-8, you subconsciously and consciously know or think, or the people that are advising you, there's not too many options. I don't think Alabama goes, for instance, and looks at a 4-8 team and say, I need that guy to come in to play in our winning culture. Or say, let's say Georgia, because I always say Alabama because of Nick Saban. Let's say Georgia. Kirby Smart, so I say, hey, let's watch all the 4-8 teams throughout the nation. Let's see if we can find that guy that can come here and help, you know, bring our program another championship. Not going to happen. Very, very, very small chance that happens. It doesn't happen very often. The reason why is because when you're at a winning point in your tenure as a coach, or as, you know, a locker room and in a team, you like to find, you know, guys that are winners because you know, or you can.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Probably assume that they know what real work is, they know what the winning attitude is, and you can fit into their culture. So when you are 10-2 or whatever in the college football playoffs and you're looking to replace a NFL player with possibly a future NFL player or a like player, that means apples to apples. So if you're going to get, you know, say you lose, like in Georgia's case, Stetson Bennett, you're going to get another quarterback, which would be Carson Beck, so forth and so on. Your thing is plug and play because, you know, he's a winner and he can fit in. He has a winning mindset. He has the skill set. He has the development. He's not going to be afraid of the big stage. But when you're 4-8, you don't get those type of conversations. You get the assumptive thought process that you're on a losing organization, you're welcome losing, and it would take a little bit longer, or maybe never be able to transition into this pressure cooker of playing for conference titles, college football playoffs, big bowl games, big stages, because you've never been exposed to it. So those are the two easiest places to be, 8-4 when you're the picker, right? And then 4-8 when nobody's picking you. Now we're 6-6. And depending on how much you watch Nebraska, or you're just looking at 6-6, it's the hardest place to be. It's an enigma around here because there's nothing else going on in Nebraska. There's no professional hockey team, baseball team, football team. There's no other Power Four university within essentially easy driving distance. So everything and anything is about Nebraska football. No matter what else is going on in the state. I know the volleyball team is really, really good, but the Nebraska football team is obviously takes up probably 85% of the media coverage and all the things that come with the football program. That's why it's an enigma. And then also, it's the hardest place for a program to be, because you've shown, as we've seen, 5-1, the potential. Then you've shown the other side of that, which is flip, going 1-5, and showing where you're at to be end up being 6-6. Yes, the circumstances changed. You played Indiana, didn't expect them to be, you know, one of the great teams in the college football season this year, but they are. And some games that you probably gave away, so forth and so on. At the end of the day, you're still 6-6. So you earned 6-6. So what happens is the mentality is a little bit different. And I'm saying, I'm going to say this, and I love all the players, know them all personally, and always wish the best for them. But this also, I would tell them and give them the best advice they could get. Not the best, but, you know, unbiased and real advice is that, you know, it's not the grass is always greener, but you have to understand the situation that you're in is pretty dang good. And what happens when you're 6-6? And I've been like this, only not in college, but a couple times in the pros. And it works both ways. So I'm going to tell you the pros and cons of it, right? So when I was down in Houston, we were really, really good defense. And we were about, I think we were 7-9, 8-8 or whatever. So, we're, you know, obviously we're right about where Nebraska's at. And, you know, so I was a good player on a good team, on an average team at those times. And so then you, what you can do is sometimes stay a year or two longer in the process and not really evaluate the whole situation. The whole situation down there in Houston was we weren't making moves to retain our defensive players. And then on the flip side, we weren't adding players on offense that could, I guess, alleviate the loss of the guys that we had on defense. So essentially, we were just taking away but not adding. That's the negative. The positive of it is other teams come calling, and you can possibly get into a winning organization, and then you can extend your career, and then obviously you could receive personal accolades through the success of the team, right? And so that's where it's at. So where Nebraska's at right now is 6-6. Being in this situation where you had, you know, a good season, not a great season, probably the bare minimum as far as being 6-6 with the opportunity, the talent level, and the opportunity. And you can sometimes get caught up in the tidal wave of being a average to good player on an average to good team with this media attention, with this fan base, with this like Taj Mahal over there. And sometimes you can think it's going to be like this everywhere. It's not. It's probably about four or five places generally that are on par with Nebraska. I'd be willing to bet those same four to five places for majority of the roster and a high percentage, high 90% of the roster, those four or five, six places that are apples to apples for Nebraska, opportunity, fan base, financial backing, support, all the things right here that makes Nebraska special are not knocking on your door. But you think it is because this is all you know. And sometimes when you have too much too quick, you don't appreciate it, but then also you turn your nose up at it. Or it's enough. Or I've had it, so let's go see if I can get something else somewhere else. And then on the flip side, you know, you possibly could lose some players that you want to keep. But then also when you've had all these things, you think, oh, well, new players will welcome it. They will treat it as such as some of the players that decide to stay. And why wouldn't they appreciate what they have? Or since they get X amount, X opportunity, there's no way in the world they will do the bare minimum and get and expect the maximum output and all the things I mentioned before. NIL support, you know, playing time, X, Y, and Z. When the result isn't matching up, that's how you get to 6-6. So it's a probably the worst place to be because you get overinflated perception of yourself, egos, and then also it's actually being 6-6. And this is where I'll get to more parts. Six and six teams are the perfect opportunities for people with, I wouldn't say ill intentions, but intention, personal, you know, gain to come and try to feast on your roster, connect with your roster, advise your roster, so forth and so on. It leads to dissension within the ranks. That's where it's at, especially when you have guys that haven't had success, which this is actually you have tangible success, meaning you haven't made a bowl game in 8 years. You had some sort of success. Obviously not the ideal success, but you have been successful and more successful than any team that's been here at Nebraska in 8 years. So you've been successful, but that success can breed ego. It could breed potentially better opportunities. It could breed going for opportunities that might not be the best in your best interest. It could breed dissension within the ranks. It can also breed a thing of I want more control or I want to do this. Whereas if you're 6-6, you'd like to say, okay, we need to batten down the hatches and we have to look at how we lost, when we lost, and who we lost to, and have a realistic view of how far we are away of getting to that 8-4, 9-3. Because what 8-4, 9-3, when you definitely pass the eye test moving forward, especially for a place like Nebraska, when you saw when Nebraska was 5-1 and being ranked in attention, is 8-4, 9-3 will get you most likely into the college football playoffs, everything being equal. 9-3, most probably for sure. 10-2, you in like Flynn. So you have to think, where can we make up those four losses? What do we need to do to make those four losses? That needs to be make up for the four losses, excuse me. How much better can we be better as a team? What are the things that we kind of glossed over and didn't address and didn't make better? Where was the teamwork? Where was the sacrifice that we needed to do in order for us to reach our goal, right? Those are all the things that you can control, but you only can control those when the mindset is right. Now, look, the business part is the business part. And if somebody's willing to come in and pay you twice what Nebraska's paying, by all means, you got to go take it. Every coach will tell you it's, you know, life-changing money. I would not be a very honest person to say, you know what, don't take it. And so you have to evaluate that. And I think that's where Nebraska's at. You've seen a ton of kids going in the portal right now. Some I agree with, some don't. Some I think know for a fact, knowing some of the back issues or not back issues or just the details, that I have no problem telling you, you make the wrong decision, but you're a grown kid. You're not a grown man. You're a young man trying to make decisions in this business world. And sometimes, I don't agree with it. Now, I might be wrong. And you know what? At the end of the day, I want all the best for you, whether you're at Nebraska or any other school. But I do know that sometimes when you're missing an opportunity, you can let things or outside factors take you in the wrong direction. In this day and age, we will be having this talk every year. So for the people out there thinking, oh, players are leaving Nebraska. Nebraska got a problem. Sure, Nebraska does have some problems. I mean, Nebraska would tell you, right? And it's been talked about 10 million times, and they just need to be addressed, and they're not going to be easy fixes. You got to really get down, roll up your sleeves, and address some of the issues and put forth the effort to deal with that. But I will tell you, there will be players in the portal every single year. There will be players that they wish to keep that don't have a realistic reason why they left, but they will be in the portal. The reason why, 105 is here, and it's in full effect, and it's affecting everybody across the nation. You're going to see it. You're going to see starters. I saw wide receiver from Arkansas. It's a pretty good player. I watched Arkansas this year. He's in the portal. We just signed Coach Shorts, I think, from Kentucky. Two guys from Kentucky are in the portal. Nebraska might be in the mix for them. There's going to be kids in the portal. I mean, we got guys that you'd like to have back and continue along the success of our defense jumping in the portal. We might not be able to get those guys back, or but they might not be wanting to come back. So you lose good players. It's an unfortunate part of the way college football has morphed into essentially professional football. I've been saying it for 2 or 3 years. College football right now, once you were able to have transfer portal and NIL, instantly overnight became professional football, whether you like it or not. That's why the pressure's on. That's why there's not a lot of time to develop and take your time and win slowly, because these kids are getting paid like professionals. Now, it was only one-sided, which was really, really good. You could always walk in with your hand empty, with your hand out and your hand empty, and then walk away with two back pockets full of cash and not have any expectations written on black and white. Now, with this 105 of revenue sharing, which essentially you're going to have a cap per program, and they're going to allocate whatever percentage of that $20.5 million, and it goes up every year towards whatever sports program that is important to them, but it's got to be spread over all the programs that that the university has. So some might be eliminated along the way unless they're able to go the club route. So then therefore, you're going to have a salary cap. You got to manage the cap. You got to allocate certain percentage of your cap to position groups. And then it might change based on the development or underdevelopment of the groups and the success or not success based on what you did during the year. So now the pressure is going to be amped up. Now the expectation is going to be amped up. Now it's going to be a relationship. It's not going to be a you problem. It's going to be a we problem. And so only we, that means player, coach, and obviously the team, have got to figure it out, and constantly are going to have to be, able to win. And so, it's going to change. It's going to change it, in a good way, I think, for Nebraska. And here's how. Whereas 105 for Nebraska won't be that hard to field it. It's hard to initially get there because Nebraska's always carried a pretty big roster because of the walk-on program. I do think there should be a special section for walk-ons to be able to use it development, but then also be a part of your team, even if for just home games or what so forth and so on. But I think for Nebraska, since you've really been treated like a Super Bowl winning team for so long, with, you know, without the, you know, the results and the expectations. Now with the 105, the practices are going to be more competitive. The NIL structure is going to be more competitive. It's going to be more, it's going to keep players, I think, in the fold, because the movement, I think, is going to be a little bit less, because yes, there's 85 scholarships now, but you're able to have more guys on scholarship because if you have a good NIL backing, they can be on scholarship via NIL. I think it's 105 is 105. You got to get in where you fit in. You got to get guys that are going to be invested and they got to produce, and you got to have a individualized projection and development for each player. I talked about it yesterday on Old School. When you look at a class, it's going to be broken up in three sections. Day one starters, guys you expect to play, and depends on where you're at team-wise. And then you're going to have developmental projects, which is going to be guys that you're not expected to, you know, you're going to give them 2, maybe 3 years to see where they're at. And then you got that middle part where it's going to be a mix of both. And you'd like to get half guys that develop into rather quickly that are surprises to end up playing, and then other half that maybe need a season or two to develop, and then you need them, or they will be ready by the next year or possibly the year after that. And that's going to be no different with that 105. And I think you're going to really see the pro mentality and whoever can adapt and use this NFL, probably early 2000 version of the NFL, in this present day of college football, the best will be the most successful and sustainable. But then also the ones that are able to do it right now will be on the come up. And that means they will be able to get up into the conversation and be able to be in the mix and stay in the mix, because it's going to come down to roster management, financial management, but then also culture at the same time. And you're going to have your baseline and your foundation of your culture in there as far as players. And then that's where you have to develop those, maybe, you know, in those three sections I talked about, in the recruiting classes or portal classes. But then also you have to be able to, when you go into portal, to see who can or cannot fit into that leadership and that culture building. So it's going to be a very unique space here starting in 2025. Nebraska's already in that process, and it sucks. And at times when you see, you know, players, you know, in the portal, you're not going to be involved in Nebraska. You've seen them come up and different factors come into it. And, you know, I've been through every situation that they've been in, maybe not to this magnitude. I always tell people this, is I had a story, you know, I've been coached by a coach or two. They didn't think I was very good, and that's fine. And, you know, didn't want me to probably make prosper. And he told me that to my face, but it didn't stop me, because I knew that Coach McBride believed in me and stuff like that. But then also I had it to the point where, I remember, walking around the corner. It was the funniest thing ever. And, I was going to a, unity council meeting. A coach was talking about me. He's like, oh, I don't ever give him any compliments, because I don't even want him to think he's any good. And I just laughed. I stopped in my tracks. I just laughed. And I was like, you know, it takes that much energy for somebody to say that when somebody's running through a brick wall for you, literally. It's the funniest thing ever. But I would say for that, for relationships and goes in this day and age of college football, which is pro, the relationship right now when you're a young man is coach to player. And that's going to be built on production. Not potential, not feelings, production. Now, there needs to be respect in between those messages. And sometimes in the heat of battle, or sometimes somebody is 100% wrong, that needs to be rectified. And generally, that's on the adult. Majority of the time, that's on the adult. But then also, I would tell young men, learn how to articulate for yourself, communicate, but then also listen to the right people. Having 55 million people tell you something and then bypassing the two main people that are actually looking out for your best interest generally doesn't bode well for you. But everybody will end up hopefully in the best situation possible. I will say this in ending. Projections are there's going to be 18 to 20,000 people in the portal for approximately 36 to 4,000 spots. The numbers and the math are not in the favor of jumping in the portal. Do not jump in the portal unless you have at least 2 or 3 guaranteed spots you can go that are better opportunities and better situations. Now, those things are nullified if they're asking or willing to pay you 2 or 3 times of what you're supposed to get. I would say it doesn't matter what the situation, go get that money. But I'm just joking. But that's the way it is. And so what you have to do is just make sure cool, calm, and collective, very clear thoughts and process, and make the best decision, and make sure that you don't turn your back on a situation that actually can be fruitful, not only for 2025, but 2026 and beyond. But that's the first segment here of Old School. Once again, brought to you by the Mercado. Jay Foreman pre-recorded. My man Austin's going to take over. We're going to hit a break, and we'll be right back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.